Ron Kelsey loved going to the state fair with his dad. Not only was it a big trip for a farm kid, but he also got to see his father display his corn in competitions there. Those experiences wound up nurturing a very large and unique collection today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Ron Kelsey was a farm kid growing up in the 1940s. He remembers one of his favorite annual trips.
My dad showed corn at the state fair for 54 years, and he had championed like 30 sometimes, but I would go with him.
Those trips nurtured a strong interest in corn, but there was another interest connected to that crop that began to flourish as well.
I was interested in the sacks also because of my dad raising corn from some of these companies. So then I kind of got started that way also.
And these were the days when corn didn't come in boring paper sacks, but rather colorful cloth sacks with sometimes elaborate scenes and logos on them. The images tell a story. Elephant ears to show the giant size of one brand's corn ears, or images of the National Hand Corn Picking Championship, who happened to be a dentist. His sacks have the picture of a tooth and the slogan, "The farm that toothaches bought."
Also, it was kind of an advertising for them because the sacks have not only the name of the grain on, but they often have the name of the town that you're from and your name.
Ron became a high school ag teacher and FFA advisor in Lamberton, Minnesota. He started collecting these vintage cloth corn sacks in his spare time. He was fascinated with the stories the sacks told and the images on them. He eventually began to take them to the very place he used to go with his dad and continues to display them in the agriculture building.
I have about 1,400. I can only show about 400 at the state fair a year because there's just not room there.
He rotates what folks can see at the fair each year. However, he can't put these sacks on permanent display. The reason is next time, as we travel the countryside. In Lamberton, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.